love the way that piece ends with a little at the end. That's the Summer Music Wind Quintet by Samuel Barber, played by the New York Woodwind Quintet. And we started with the Gymnopédie number 1 by Erik Satie, which is number 10 on our classical music countdown. And with a piece each hour, well, a couple of pieces each hour, listen for what you, the listeners, a couple of weeks ago, chose as the number 1 piece, classical piece, your favorite. It'll be in Jeff Watson's 2 o'clock hour. I'm Cordelia Brown. Good morning. And I have co-hosts this morning. Not only has Tom Parkinson agreed to hang around for a little bit, Christy Miller, who's a well-known pianist in Lawrence, and she's the executive director of Americana. Have you heard of Americana? It's on Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, and they focus on teaching music. I think that they can teach you about any instrument you want to learn. And we have a common goal this morning, and that's trying to get you to become a new member of Kansas Public Radio. And all that means is that you give us your financial support. It's easy to do, and it's completely tax deductible. The phone number is 888-577-5268, or better yet, just use kansaspublicradio.org. You can do it in any amount. You can become a member for just $5 a month. It's up to you. Would you not miss $20 a month? Can you contribute that to keep classical music on the radio? I think so. Give us a call at 888-577-5268 or use kansaspublicradio.org. I'd love to read your name on the air and any thoughts that you have. We had a member who wished to remain anonymous from Cottonwood Falls, Kansas. So glad to hear from Cottonwood Falls. And they say, everything is good. Let's hear from you now. And I'm so happy, Christy, that you came up to chat with us this morning. How are you doing, Christy?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the air this morning, Cordelia. It's really fun to be here. And I have to tell you all that Cordelia actually was my very first piano teacher and set such a strong foundation for me for a love for classical music and of all kinds of music. And so I just can't express enough the role that classical music has played in my life, and I'm sure has played in the lives of many of you. If you are a regular listener on the mornings or early afternoons on KPR, classical music is part of your daily routine. And if you're like me, especially in times when the news feels heavy and life feels hard and it just is feeling like a little too much to pay close attention to everything going on in the world around us, that classical music can offer such a solace in those times. And I can't imagine not having it there. So I'm sure that the case is the same for many of you listeners this morning. And if it is the case, it's an important piece that we all play a part in helping to make it happen. And you can do that by making a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268. And every bit goes towards putting top-notch music on. We've had a chance to listen to our 70 favorites as of this afternoon. And to keep that going, we all have to contribute in that way. One of my favorite board members at Americana is passionate about fundraising, and I've learned so much from her just by listening. And what she likes to say is that she loves fundraising because it gives everyone an opportunity to do something really good. And by donating to KPR, you are contributing to a real good by keeping the best of humanity on the air so that we all can listen and learn and be elevated by the quality of music that KPR consistently provides for us. So if you are willing to play your part and to contribute to continuing to make that happen, you can make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org online. You can become a listener member and give monthly. You can also call 888-577-5268. I'm also here this morning with Tom Parkinson, our morning edition host. And Tom, I'll pass it off to you.
Thank you, Christy. Good to have you here with us. Welcome. And that you were really singing my song there, talking about how it's so nice to hear this beautiful classical music after the news. In my case, I'm immersed in the news. I'm totally involved in it from 3:30 a.m. until I'm off the air at 9 o'clock. And it's just so nice for me to go back to my office and listen to Cordelia's show. It's so wonderful, so relaxing, and I learn so much from Cordelia. So I definitely agree with you on that point. You made a lot of really wonderful points there. Address for you to make your pledge if you don't really feel like talking to somebody on the phone right now. Let me give that to you. It's kansaspublicradio.org. That's our email, or rather our website, where you can go to make your pledge safely and securely right now. Now more than ever, it's so important to keep this wonderful programming service on the air. Do your part right now. Become a listener supporter. Become a member of this community rather than just a passive listener enjoying the music. That's wonderful, but we really need your help right now to keep this radio station strong and healthy here in Eastern Kansas. So go ahead and make that phone call right now. 888-577-5268. Make a pledge in any amount and it'll be matched. We have a $1,500 challenge from Deborah and Alan Parnett of Kansas City, and they will not actually match your pledge. It's a little different. They will add $150 to the next 10 pledges during classical music. So if you pledge $100, it becomes $250. So don't miss out on that. Make your call right now and get in on that generous offer from Deborah and Alan Parnett of Kansas City. Go ahead and make that call right now. Really no reason why you shouldn't call right now and support. If you're already a member, call and make an additional pledge. Bump up your support for public radio. Just do it right now at 888-577-5268. What's coming up, Cordelia?
Well, next we'll hear some French Baroque music, and then we have a piano piece by Gershwin I hadn't heard of until yesterday called Novelette in Fourths. And those two, we'll hear those before we hear number 9. I'll give you a hint. It's by Aaron Copland.
All
and
right.
It's very short.
I know.
And it has lots of
okay.
brass. Yes, that challenge we have going from the Parmets is about one of the best ones I've heard. Any amount that you pledge now by coming to kansaspublicradio.org will have $150 added to it. So even if you just pledge at the basic membership of $60 a year, which is only $5 a month, it'll be $155 pledge to us, or $210 pledge to us. But it begins with you coming to kansaspublicradio.org. It's really easy and secure. And I'd love to read your name on the air and any thoughts that you have. Or give us a call at 888-577-5268. I think Max Paley might be taking calls. Let's go back to music. Let's hear some François Couperin.
Thank you.
from the court of Louis XIV, the French Baroque era. But, you know, the king paid Francois Couperin to write that royal concert, number two. But it belongs to everybody now. And it's kind of a classical music revolution where music that used to be just for kings and rich people, it's everybody's now. And that's kind of the idea behind public radio. We want you to support Kansas Public Radio if you're able to afford it. That means do you have, would you not miss $20 a week, a month? Put that towards public radio and it will go so far. And the magical thing, which ties into what I'm talking about with the rich people and the royalty, is that it makes this music available for everybody. For students or young families, you just can't afford it. It's not part of the household budget, but we don't want to take it away from them. We want everybody to be able to hear it. You know if you can support it or not, which means you can call 888-577-5268 in good faith and make a financial contribution to KansasPublicRadio.org. Or give us a call at 888-577-5268. I want to thank Emily Hieronymus of Lawrence. Says, thanks for all the amazing reporting. Christopher Finger, a new member. Thank you, Christopher, of Lawrence. And also, I know these folks. In fact, one of them was on the radio this morning. David J. Brown and his wife, Mary Clater, are sustaining members. They rounded up and increased their monthly gift. And then David Chernick of Olathe. Thank you so much, David. And we had an anonymous listener from Iola, Kansas, say, I have been a member for several years. KPR is on in my house all day long. I especially appreciate the classical music. I listened when we were able to remember access KANU back in 1952. Thank you so much for all you give us. So there's a listener who's been with us for 70 years. Thank you so much. So whether you've just moved to town or you've been with us from the get-go, thank you for listening and thank you for financially supporting us at KansasPublicRadio.org. Christy Miller, Dr. Christy Miller of the Americana Music Academy in Lawrence is here. Thank you, Christy, for using your morning to help spread the word.
Of course, I'm glad to be here. You know, I was thinking as you were talking, I am always attracted to big round numbers and symbolism and meaningful reasons to do something. And I think about these 70 years and I think about all the ways you could use that number 70. And if you were to give $70 a year to KPR, that works out to $5.84 a month. That's less than $2 or less than $6 a month. And I think about how often I go out for coffee rather than buying it. I have coffee on my counter, but I can't be bothered to make it. I would much rather stop at a shop downtown and grab a cup of coffee, and that works out to be, a little over $3, maybe $4 if I give a tip, which I do, tip your waiters and waitresses and your baristas. But that's two cups of coffee a month. And I buy coffee at least twice a week. So if you gave $70 a year to KPR, then that would be the same as two cups of coffee a month. If you were to give more than that, you could increment that, you know, $7 a month. That would be $84 a year. You could, if you are feeling ambitious, you could give $70 a month. That's $840 a year. All that goes straight to KPR programming and making sure that this high quality programming is accessible to all of us within the listening area. And if you're a person who can't afford that, then that's okay. We give what we can, and the responsibility falls to the rest of us to be able to help make KPR an equitable program that is accessible to everyone. So if you are one of those people who can contribute and who can give towards KPR, you can do that by going to KansasPublicRadio.org to make your pledge or to increase your pledge. You can also call 888-577-5268. And you can do that for the cost of less than two cups of coffee a month. I think about how often I go out for coffee, and I think that's a pretty low stakes way of being able to contribute to our community in a meaningful way. So I don't know about you, but I think that I could maybe give up a cup of coffee a month to be able to help out KPR because I know what a role this plays in my life. Tom, how about you?
Caffeine is very important in my life, Christy, as you might imagine, for someone who comes to work so early in the morning. But yeah, you know, I agree with you. I mean, you can easily drop $6 or $7 at your local coffee shop without even thinking about it. Leave a couple of bucks for a tip. And that's if you don't go with the fancy stuff with the caramel, minted, macchiato, pumpkin spice or whatever. Just coffee and a bagel or something is going to set you back $5 or $6. So, you know, why not do something else with that money instead? Skip one of those trips to the coffee shop and pass that money on to your public radio station. It's more important now than ever. You know, we're doing really well here at Kansas Public Radio. This is a winning team, and we're doing great. But we've had to overcome just the last few years setbacks totaling more than $500,000. And now contributions from folks in the community have become 84% of our total operating budget. That's you. That's your contribution making that difference. And we are very grateful for you, you know, for doing that. But we would like to hear from everybody. We want to get everybody involved at any amount. It doesn't matter. You decide. I mean, you know, it's not like that at the coffee shop. They tell you what you have to pay. But here at Public Radio, it's up to you. It's your decision. $5, $10, $20 a month. A one-time $500 gift, it's entirely up to you. Maybe a one-time $70 gift in honor of our anniversary, that's fine too. Entirely up to you. The important thing is to make that call right now. 888-577-5268 or pledge online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Maybe you've been listening for a while and never quite made the switch from being a passive listener to an active listener. Well, here's how you do it. You call us at 888-577-5268 or use kansaspublicradio.org and just make a contribution. You can set it up any way you want. You can give a one-time gift. You can give a monthly gift. That means you're a sustainer. You can give, I think probably the average yearly gift is about $180. Whatever's easiest for you. We can take it out of your checking account, your credit card, anything. Or you can just say, I want to give this much, and we'll send you something in the mail, and then you can decide how you want to pay for it and all that. All you need to know is the amount, and it's just one phone call away. Please help us keep classical music on the air during the day on public radio. It's 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. All right, here's that George Gershwin piano piece, Novelette in Fourths, on KPR.
Thank you.
thoughtful piece by George Gershwin maybe you've never heard before. George named that novelette in fourths, played by Dorothy Lewis Griffith, pianist here on KPR. And now, here's number 9 on the classical Top 70 countdown, The Fanfare for the Common Man, written by Aaron Copland on KPR. Some great Americana from Aaron Copland, written in the 1940s. The Fanfare for the Common Man, played by the brass of Leonard Bernstein's New York Philharmonic, coming in at number 9 on the KPR Top 70 Classical Countdown. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The U.S. Supreme Court has set a deadline of midnight tonight to rule on whether to allow an abortion medication to remain widely available. Lower court rulings have limited or cut off people's access to mifepristone. It is used in more than half of abortions in the U.S. From Michigan Radio, Kate Wells reports clinics in Michigan that offer abortions are facing uncertainty.
Doctors here have not experienced this much confusion or uncertainty really since last summer, since Roe was overturned, especially since, you know, residents here in Michigan in November voted to put abortion rights in the state constitution. And yet even here, this method is still under threat.
Kate Wells reporting. Later today, President Biden is expected to sign an executive order creating the White House Office of Environmental Justice. NPR's Shema Byram reports.
A White House official says the executive order will require agencies to let nearby communities know when federal facilities release materials into the environment. It also calls for more investment into scientific research on environmental and racial health disparities. Inspired by the civil rights movement, environmental justice seeks to repair and avoid past harms of pollution and energy production, mostly in poor communities and communities of color. In making the announcement this afternoon, President Biden is expected to draw a contrast with Republicans who want to repeal sections of a big climate-focused budget bill passed last year. Shema Byram, NPR News.
The Department of Veterans Affairs will stop the rollout of a new electronic health system. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the troubled program contributed to the deaths of several vets.
In 2018, VA signed a $16 billion no-bid contract with Oracle Cerner for a new electronic health system. 5 years in, just five sites nationwide use it, but the rollout has caused errors that VA links to at least four deaths and many injuries. This week, the system crashed for 5 hours, leaving clinicians and patients at those sites in limbo. Now VA says it will stop the nationwide rollout of the system. VA officials wouldn't discuss ongoing contract negotiations with Oracle Cerner about extending the deal for another 5 years. Bills in Congress from both parties aim to modify or even scrap the new system. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
The Justice Department is charging 18 people with fraud in connection with health care schemes linked to the pandemic. Some of those charged are doctors. Federal prosecutors allege the suspects misused federal government programs intended to help test and treat people with COVID-19. The Justice Department says it seized more than $16 million in cash and other proceeds. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points. The NASDAQ is down nearly 15. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from LifeLock by Norton, working to help consumers protect themselves against tax identity theft. Learn more at LifeLock.com/NPR. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here is number 8 on our list of the top 70 classical countdown voted on by you, our listeners, just before Easter, just a few weeks ago, with the St. Luke's Chamber Ensemble. Here's number 8, Bach, Brandenburg Concerto number 3 on KPR.
Thank you.
That was one of the Brandenburg Concertos of Johann Sebastian Bach. Number 3, as played by the St. Luke's Chamber Ensemble. And that's number 8. We've been counting down to number 1 of the top classical 70, picked by you, our KPR listeners, a few weeks ago. That was number 8. And next hour, in about an hour, we'll be hearing number 7 and number 6, the music of Mussorgsky and Claude Debussy. Thanks for listening to KPR as we're celebrating 70 years on the air, thanks to your support through the years. If you're not a member, time to become one. Give us a call at 888-577-5268 or make it simple and just go online to kansaspublicradio.org. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always, of course, through kansaspublicradio.org. You can listen through that, check our playlists, latest news headlines, hear the latest classics live, and more. And coming up tomorrow on the Moth Radio Hour, stories of mistakes, perseverance, and lessons learned, often the hard way. Alice Schaefer, a preacher's daughter, grows up in fear of the lessons learned in Sunday school. Don Ross tries to adjust to life in rural Arkansas. Hear those stories and more on the Moth Radio Hour tomorrow at 5 p.m. on all KPR 1 stations. We'll hear a Handel Concerto Grosso from Opus 3 next with Christopher Hogwood and the Handel and Haydn Society, plus music by the actor and composer Charlie Chaplin and Robert Schumann played by Horowitz. Here's the Handel Concerto Grosso here on Kansas Public Radio. played by the Handel and Haydn Society, led by Christopher Hogwood. Concerto Grosso No. 1 from Opus 3 by George Frederick Handel. Thanks for joining us for classical music this morning. We're just kind of having a classical music party this morning. It's Friday morning, and I'm here with Tom Parkinson and Dr. Christy Miller. She's the head of the Americana Music Academy in Lawrence, and old house on Massachusetts Street, where I believe you can take lessons from on just about any instrument. Christy, do your teachers teach? I mean, can you take like tuba lessons and banjo lessons?
You can. You could take banjo, or you could take piano, or you could take classical voice, or you can take pedal steel guitar. We've got just about everything offered there. We have a lot of ukulele and songwriting students right now at the moment. But, you know, one of the things that drives Americana, we just turned 20 years old last year, not anything like KPR, but we're pretty proud of those 20 years, and one of the driving forces behind it has been to make music lessons accessible for everyone. And we have a scholarship program that supports that and a variety of other supportive infrastructures. But at KPR, the ability to listen to classical music is something that they are passionate about being accessible for everyone. As long as you have a radio, you can listen to high-quality classical music programming at KPR, and that's only possible because of the donors who help support that programming. So you can do your part to ensure that classical music programming continues and remains accessible to everyone by pledging. You can do that either by logging on at kansaspublicradio.org to either make a one-time donation or a monthly donation at any amount. And by doing that, you get to take part in something wonderful. You get to take part in supporting the best of humanity and being a part of something bigger to support the community around you. You can also call in at 888-577-5268. Any amount is wonderful, and you can do that either online or by calling that number, 888-577-5268.
Thank you, Christy. I'm Tom Parkinson. Nice to be here with you at this time of day, which is a little unusual for me, but always enjoy the music and listen to the program every day, so it's nice to be here with you, Christy, and with Cordelia. I want to update you on our challenge here. We had $1,500 on the table from Deborah and Alan Parmet of Kansas City, and they are offering to add $150 to 10 pledges during classical music. Well, five people took us up on that so far, and we have five of those left. So what that means to you, say you make a $200 pledge right now, that becomes $350. Your $150 pledge will be doubled. It's really a great opportunity to have an extra $1,500 tacked onto your pledge. Don't let that slip away. Go ahead and make that call right now. 888-577-5268 is the number to call. You, listener there, you make up, you and other members of the community and businesses here in our community make up 84% of our budgets, because we've gone through a number of financial challenges recently. Fortunately, we have tens of thousands of weekly listeners, so we are turning to you right now to help us become even more of a community-supported radio station. We're all in this together, really. So, you know, go ahead and make that pledge right now today. Do it online at kansaspublicradio.org, or make a simple phone call, 888-577-5268. Take advantage of this chance to have your pledge increased by $150, thanks to the generosity of Deborah and Alan Harnett.
Thank you so much for becoming a member of Kansas Public Radio. We heard from Carol Moling. Thank you, Carol, for making an additional gift. Carol says that she has our radio station on 24/7. Thank you, Carol. And then also from Lila Fry of Olathe, Kansas. Thank you, Lila. And Lila Fry says, keep on doing the good work. Well, we intend to, and we can't do it without you. Please become a listener member now by calling 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org. Dr. Christy Miller, what convinced you as an adult, or maybe you were still a teenager, you're so musical, What happened in your mind to make you decide to become a listener member? What made you decide to support public radio?
You know, I've devoted many, many years of my life to studying music history and learning everything that I can about our musical heritage. And I still find that by listening to KPR, I'm learning new things all the time. And I appreciate the fact that this is not an exhaustive field in the sense that I can't learn everything and then be done. And I appreciate the knowledge of the classical music hosts on KPR who can introduce me to music that I've never heard before and music that I didn't know that I wanted to know. And that's something that we sometimes lose in the age of Spotify and instant streaming, that when we curate our own music, we sometimes live in an echo chamber, but when we tune into live radio, we allow someone else to curate our listening and to expand our world and to teach us something that we didn't know before. And that's something in my mind that just can't be replaced and is worth those cups of coffee or worth that monthly, you know, small sacrifice to make that daily entertainment and edification available. You too can take part in that and help support the quality of programming that far exceeds any financial amount that you might be able to give. But we do want that financial support in any amount. You can do those things at KPR's website at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also call in at 888-577-5268. And this is your chance to support quality programming, to be a part of your community, to be an active listener and not just a passive listener, and to show how much you appreciate those radio hosts who help us expand our world and to make our world more vibrant through the contributions of musicians for decades and centuries before us to help us to see things that we never saw before and hear things we've never seen before. You can, again, make that pledge at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call 888-577-5268.
But the important thing is to do it now. Do not put it off. This is the last day, hopefully, of if we make our goals. This is our last day in this spring membership campaign, our campaign for excellence. So don't put it off. If you call right now, you'll have $150 added to your pledge, whatever it is, in any amount. $150 will be added because of the generosity of the Parnett. So go ahead and make that call right now. Once again, that number is 888-577-5268. What's up next, Cordelia?
Horowitz, Schumann. Thank you. recorded on a hot night in Carnegie Hall. It was early May 1965, and the great pianist Vladimir Horowitz had not given a live concert in 12 years. That's why when he gave that concert we just heard a recording from, it's called The Historic Return. And the recording engineers ordered that all the air conditioning units in Carnegie Hall be turned off to make a better recording, and I'm sure everyone was quite hot, but spellbound. Those were The Scenes from Childhood by Robert Schumann, the Kinderszenen, with Vladimir Horowitz at the piano. And we have a pianist with us this morning. Dr. Christy Miller is here to tell you why you should contribute financially to classical music on the radio. What do you think, Christy?
You know, Cordelia, you and I were talking during this break about the pieces of music that are important to us, and, you know, how this, the Kinderszenen, boy, that takes me, this has been a meaningful piece for me for a long time, for years and years. It just speaks to my soul. And I think that music is one of those, it sounds trite, but music does become the soundtrack to our lives. We think about important moments in our life and the music that happened during those points. And, you know, when the news starts to get really intense and hard to hear, the idea that always comes to my mind is a quote from Leonard Bernstein, who said, "This will be a reply to violence, to make music more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than ever before." And I think that qualifies for listening too. You know, when I hear something really hard, I depend on music to soothe my soul and to bring me to a place of centeredness where I can combat that violence, I can combat the hard things in the world, and I can work for the good of humanity. And much of that is made possible because of what music does for me. And so you too can help make sure that music remains accessible, that we are able to hear that soothing, invigorating, inspiring music that we come to expect on KPR's classical programming, by making your pledge. They depend on, KPR depends on your funding to a tremendous degree, that it would not be possible without the support of all of you listeners, you and me, and the program hosts as well. You can make your pledge this morning at our website at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also call in at 888-577-5268, whether you are giving a one-time donation or a recurring pledge. All of that matters. We all play our part in helping make classical programming important. I think about, as we are facing cuts here, there, and everywhere, every little piece that we can do to help make sure that adults, children, that everyone, no matter who you are, where you come from, what you look like, that music is something that is a part of your life and that it doesn't have to be conditional. And you can help make that happen for everyone by making that pledge. Again, that number is 888-577-5268. Or if you're not in the mood to talk to people, you can do that on a website at kansaspublicradio.org. And this is the last day of the pledge drive, so do not wait any longer. Call to make your pledge today or to increase your pledge to help make sure that we never have to wonder whether we'll be able to listen to classical music on the radio. Tom, do you have favorites that you depend on listening to?
Oh, yeah, so many. And, you know, it was really interesting to hear what classical music means to you, Christy. That's fascinating. And, you know, I'd like to hear from some of our listeners calling in, some of our listener members, some listeners who are becoming members, perhaps. And when you call on the phone or fill out the pledge form, you'll be asked to make any comments. And I'd really love to hear what, you know, tell us, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? And then decide, what is it worth to you? Because that's what we're asking you today, to put a price on it. Do you listen to classical music on KPR every day? Well, what is that worth to you? Is it worth a dollar a day? We could sure use that $365 pledge right now. Go ahead and make that call right now. Because as Christy said, it's you. It's up to you. You and the other members of the community. When I talk to people out in the community and ask them, you know, if they are not members, why not? They say, well, I don't know, just didn't sound like you were talking to me, really. Well, we are. We are talking to you, because every contribution really does make a difference. Every contribution is important. If you love classical music, you love hearing the wonderful mix of music that's curated every day by Cordelia, but you have not contributed yet, now is the time to call. Whether you do that $365 or a single pledge of $60 or $70, every listener's investment is very, very important to us here at Kansas Public Radio. That's what keeps us on the air. Now, if you call right now, you will have an opportunity, if you're one of the next four people to call, you'll have an opportunity to have a little bit added on to your pledge of support, more than a little, $150. That will be added on thanks to Deborah and Ellen Parmet. We've got four of those left, so be one of the next four people right now to call 888-577-5268 and get in on that. Have a little bit of extra money added to your pledge. Go ahead and make that right now.
That is a good challenge. Thank you to the Parmets for doing that. So give us a call now and take advantage of that. They're putting $150 onto your pledge. 888-577-5268. Vicki Rush is taking calls now. Our friendly staffer will answer the phone and take care of everything. And thank you so much to Gary Rowland, who is a sustaining member. That's good. That's where you give a smaller monthly amount to support Kansas Public Radio. And Gary says he's so appreciative of all the work that we do every day. Thank you, Gary. And we also heard from an existing anonymous Lawrence listener who says, keep it up, guys and gals. You're doing a great job. And we just got a pledge from Thomas Kerr of Lawrence, Kansas. And Thomas says really enjoys the classical music. He was a student of John Jervis. Thank you so much, Thomas, and Anonymous, and Gary Rowland, and thank you to everyone who has become a listener member by calling 888-577-5268 or used Kansas Public Radio. You know, we just have another hour of morning classical, and then Jeff Watson, he is the most exciting part of our classical top 70 countdown because he's doing numbers 5 through number 1. Of our countdown of a few weeks ago. Remember, we asked you to come to our website and vote on 5 of your favorites, and we had a write-in option as well. This hour, we've heard number 8, the Bach Third Brandenburg Concerto. And most of the early 11 o'clock hour will be taken up with pictures and an exhibition. That's number 7, the music of Mussorgsky, and a very exciting performance in the Ravel orchestration. Join now. KansasPublicRadio.org. Here's Charlie Chaplin on KPR.
Thank you.
written by the actor and composer Charlie Chaplin, who was a cellist. That was called the Park Avenue Waltz, with Thomas Beckman playing the cello and Johannes Czernota at the piano. In just a few minutes, we'll hear music by Mussorgsky that made our top 70. In fact, it's coming in at number 7. And Jeff Watson will count down to number 1 during his program this afternoon. Be sure to be listening. And make sure first that you're supporting Kansas Public Radio as a classical music fan. Can you afford $10, $20, even $50 a month? Go to kansaspublicradio.org. Even if it's only $5, it makes an incredible difference, and thank you. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and again, it's kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Protests outside the U.S. Supreme Court as activists wait for justices to weigh in on the availability of a widely used abortion pill that could be halted in many states while the drug's litigated. The Supreme Court gave itself until midnight to issue a decision after the Justice Department asked the High Court to enable full access to mifepristone while lower court battles continue over the FDA's approval of the drug more than 20 years ago. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
Since it was first approved by the FDA in 2000, mifepristone has been used by more than 5 million women for abortions and miscarriage care. Now it's the target of a lawsuit by anti-abortion groups who contend that the initial approval of the drug was flawed. A preliminary injunction, first issued by a federal judge in Texas, then upheld in part by an appeals court, would limit access to the drug by making it unavailable by telehealth or mail and restoring more restrictions on people seeking it in person. The Supreme Court has put that injunction on pause while it deliberated about what to do. It has set that pause to expire at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, which suggests that the justices intend to rule sometime before then. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
The Pentagon says additional U.S. troops and equipment have been moved closer to Sudan to prepare for a possible evacuation of personnel from the U.S. embassy. People living in the capital, Khartoum, continue to shelter in place amid ongoing fighting. Michael Poloki reports others have fled Sudan.
According to the United Nations, as many as 20,000 people have fled into the neighboring country of Chad since the fighting began. Meanwhile, regional leaders have continued issuing calls for an end to the fighting.
Michael Koloki reporting more than 400 people have been killed in Sudan since fighting broke out nearly a week ago. Funeral services are starting in upstate New York for a woman who was fatally shot after, police say, the vehicle that she was in accidentally pulled into the wrong driveway. Jesse King with member station WAMC has more.
Kaylin Gillis and her friends were searching for a party in the rural Washington County town of Hebron when they mistakenly turned into the driveway of 65-year-old Kevin Monahan. Police say Monahan fired twice at the group, killing Gillis. Monahan is charged with second-degree murder. Friends and family will host a community gathering before Gillis' funeral in Schuylerville, New York. Her father, Andrew Gillis, spoke with reporters Wednesday.
If anything I'm thankful for is that I got to tell her that I love her before she walked out the door.
Monahan's lawyer says three vehicles pulled into his client's driveway, and Monahan was frightened when he pulled the trigger. For NPR News, I'm Jesse King in Albany, New York.
A sixth person has been arrested in connection with last weekend's mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama. That attack claimed 4 lives. 32 people were injured. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fidelity Investments. A dedicated advisor can help create a wealth plan for a full financial picture. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and from the University of Kansas. Transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And now, number 7 on our classical top 70 countdown, Pictures at an Exhibition in the Maurice Ravel Orchestration, the music of Modest Mussorgsky on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic giving their all, especially the brass. Sir Charles McCarris directing it all. Good call, KPR listeners. You picked the Ravel orchestration of Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition as coming in at number 7 on our Top 70 Classical Countdown. We'll hear what number 1 is in the 2 o'clock hour, but that's number 7, ending with the painting The Hero's Gate at Kyiv, the Great Gate of Kyiv. Ah, goosebumps. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for voting that. So many listeners have been weighing in and saying, oh, I missed the countdown, but here's my favorite pieces. And that's fine, too. You're always welcome to email me at cbbrown@ku.edu. We love taking requests. It's kind of a classical music party here as we're enjoying this Friday Top 70 Countdown, and this is our spring membership drive, and it's your reminder, if you're already a member, to renew your membership at kansaspublicradio.org. We'd love to read your name on the air and any thoughts that you have. In fact, we got a new member, Lenexa, Kansas listener Thomas Harries. He's thankful for the music. Thank you, Thomas. And also, we got a fun contribution from Aaron and Andy Enns of Lawrence, Kansas. And in fact, they said they called in this morning because Christy Miller, who's co-hosting with us this morning, because they heard Christy, and they said Christy was our son's piano teacher. They love and miss her. So thank you so much to the Enns family. And Christy, is that little Andrew you were teaching?
It was Nathan that I was teaching, and I miss him dearly, too. He was a sweetheart. And Cordelia and I were talking as the Mussorgsky was finishing up. It's almost like Nathan is her grand student, because just a short time ago, Cordelia was my first piano teacher, and I was Nathan's first piano teacher as well. And, you know, I was thinking, Cordelia, I remember way back, you know, when I would master a piece, you would write something lovely at the top of that page. You know, if I played it beautifully, you would write exquisite in your very nice cursive handwriting, or stellar. And I learned so many adjectives that way.
Oh, well, thank you.
But also, you know, I think about our listeners who are calling in. I'd like to write at the top of their pledge, like spectacular, fantastic, exquisite. Thank you for helping us continue to provide classical music. And Aaron and Andy, I'm touched that you guys called in, and love that you are a part of the classical music family at KPR. And I would like to write a great big spectacular in bold letters at the top of your pledge. It's a fun thing to be able to be a part of this pledge drive. And I noticed, I think that we just finished up our last challenge with the Parmets. And we have a note earlier, that they noted that Copland's Appalachian Spring was a dear and favorite piece because it was so beautiful to listen to in the springtime. And I just have to echo that. It is, I'm looking out my windows and it's a beautiful spring day. And I love the way that classical music can just reinforce our experience of the world. It can reflect for some composers what they experience and resonate with those of us who are listening.
Well, I love that. Listen this afternoon because I think you're going to hear it. I think it's in our top 5.
Wonderful! Perfect timing! And so it's just as a real gift. And I love that we have this lineage that we're able to pass on, that Cordelia was able to give me such a love for music and that I was able to pass that on to Nathan. And so, Aaron, I hope that you give Nathan lots of accolades and shout-outs for being on the radio this morning. It's a good morning to be on the radio. It's also a really good morning to call in your pledge. You can do that at 888-577-5268. You can also do that online at kansaspublicradio.org. If you are already a sustaining member, that does not mean that you are off the hook. You can increase your giving in any amount to help make sure that Classical Public Radio stays on the air. We are glad to have you here this morning. Again, that number is 888-577-5268.
Thank you, Christy. And as Christy just mentioned, we did make that last challenge, and thank you all very much, those of you that called in. Well, now we have another challenge on the table. We met the one from the Parmets, and now Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka have called in with a challenge for their fellow listeners. And here's how that one works. It's a $1,500 challenge, and Judy and Ben will match gifts in any amount coming in during the classical music program. That's only another half an hour, so you can't procrastinate, can't delay. Make that call right now. What it means is it's a matching It's a matching challenge, so that when you call in with your $120 pledge, for example, it becomes $240. So, you know, take advantage of that. Go ahead and do that right now. So wonderful to have this classical music here for us every morning during the week, Monday through Friday. Cordelia's here with this wonderful stuff that she has curated, and everything that you could possibly want, the wonderful information about the music and the music in itself. It really connects all of us. It builds a community, and every day we strengthen that community by sharing this music with you and with everyone. It connects us all across the community. These playlists from Cordelia and Jeff and Destiny, they're all very carefully curated to inspire you and engage you with the music and bring you stuff that you know so well and music that you may have not heard before. Introduce you to new music that will uplift you and inspire you. Do you appreciate all of that? Well, I know I do, and I know that you do too, because you are listening right now. So please go ahead and take that next step. Become part of this community here. It's easy. 888-577-5268. Call now and have your pledge matched.
Thank you, Tom Parkinson. And thank you, Christy Miller. And thank you for supporting Kansas Public Radio. We really can't do this without you. 84% of our budget comes from you, the listener. Within the last 5 years, we've had just about $500,000 cut. We had a $200,000 cut, and that's ongoing. I mean, we used to get that every year from the university, and then it happened again. And we're keeping it together. We're keeping on going, but it's difficult. And your money goes right into programming, to bringing you new CD recordings and new equipment and all kinds of important things. It really does cost, well, as you know, everything costs more now, it seems, and it does for us too. And our membership is so important. Give it whatever the amount, only you can decide. 888-577-5268. It's just important that you do give. KansasPublicRadio.org. And next, we've got some piano music by Claude Debussy. It's coming in at number 6 on our classical countdown. And it's a strange piece. I've heard it described as the sound of the soul leaving the body upon our bodily death. But Debussy's impression here is of moonlight, Clair de Lune, by Debussy. Thank you. number 6 on our countdown of the top 70 classics. Claude Debussy's impression of Moonlight, Clair de Lune, by Debussy, played by Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Next, here's music by Aaron Copland that's not on the countdown, but here is something from the score of Our Town, some movie music, some theater music by Aaron Copland.
Thank you.
used in the 1940 film of Thornton Wilder's play, Our Town. That's music by Aaron Copland here on Kansas Public Radio. Next is a fun little piece by Aaron Copland for piano. It's called The Cat and the Mouse. Listen for the chase here. From 1920, what Aaron Copland called a humorous scherzo, The Cat and the Mouse. Well, Morning Edition host Tom Parkinson and I'm Cordelia Brown. We're here with Dr. Christy Miller, pianist, who has actually played that before. Christy, tell us a little bit about what we just heard in the last 3 minutes about The Cat and the Mouse.
This is one of my very favorite pieces I ever played. And I'm touched that you remembered that I played it, Cordelia. It's so fun because it tells a story, and that's why music is so much fun for me, is that you have this ability to transport people to a new place. For me, this is just such a fun saga of a cat racing around the house, chasing after a mouse. At one point, I picture the mouse hiding under a clock. You can hear a clock chiming in the background. And I think the ending is the very best part, because you're led to think that, oh, the mouse probably didn't make it. And then at the very end, you hear him limping off like, actually, he did. And yeah, sticking his tongue out a little bit at this cat. And I can just, you know, as a cat owner myself, I can absolutely see this happening. And it's such a charming piece. And it's one of those ways I'm a big advocate of classical music being accessible for everyone and something that everybody can find joy in some way. And I think that The Cat and the Mouse is certainly one of those pieces. I played it years ago and it has lingered in my memory as one of the most gratifying experiences I've had playing piano, but also, it remains one of my favorites to listen to. And, I'm grateful to people like Cordelia Brown who can curate such wonderful playlists of music for folks who, you know, maybe you get to hear a lot of your familiar, consoling favorites that just feed your soul, but maybe you learn some new pieces like The Cat and the Mouse and others that just expand your world and bring a brightness to your day that you didn't know you were missing. If KPR brings classical music into your world and in that way, and if you count on that programming being a part of your daily life, I hope that you will consider being a part of making it happen by your pledge of any amount, whether that is a one-time gift or a sustaining recurring gift. You can do that at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call 888-577-5268. If classical music is an important part of your life, I hope that you will act on that commitment by being able to help ensure that it continues happening and ensure that we keep learning about new things, that we keep hearing new music, that we keep enriching our lives through the joy of music making and music listening. And you can do that by becoming a listener member or by a one-time gift. We appreciate gifts in any amount, but they all matter. They go directly to that programming, and we are grateful for you as listeners who take an active part in making that happen.
Excellent point, Christy. And you know, every time you tune in to Kansas Public Radio, every time you connect with us, you know that that's what you're going to find, an inspiring playlist of superb music. It's here for you every day, every afternoon, and in the evenings too. And it's not like Cordelia did a special program just for the fun drive. This is what happens every day here. I know because I see it happening. Jeff and Cordelia and Destiny, all our programmers come in and really spend so much time, as Christy said, curating this music. It's not just kind of slapdash, oh, this might be good, let's put this on. No, they really do take great care in putting this together and bringing it to you and telling you about it. It's here because of people just like you in the past who took that step and became active members of this community, this public radio community, so that we can continue to play the music here for everyone and bring you the news that's important as well. Consider the power of classical music to keep your day in tune. It's a vital public service, and it's so dependent on listener support. It's not going to be here without you. It's here now because of people like you, and we want it to stay that way. We want to continue to grow and be stronger, and we've done that for 70 years now. And we want to continue doing that, but we can only do it with your help. Help us celebrate our 70th anniversary on the air right now with your call, a pledge of support in any amount. $70 pledge would be nice. You'd get yourself one of those really cool ceramic 70th anniversary Kansas Public Radio pins. They're really neat. You can go on our website and see a picture of those. We've got photos up there. But the important thing is to just do it now. Please don't put it off. You know, I procrastinate too, I understand, but don't put it off any longer. This is the last day of our pledge drive, and this right here in the next few minutes is your last chance to call in to support Cordelia Brown and Classical Music in the Morning. Is it important to you? Okay, we'll show it. Do something right now. Go to that phone, pick it up, 888-577-5268.
I want to thank all the people who have contributed this morning. Felonies, maybe if we could see the list. I'm not quite sure how to access that. But the listeners who have contributed this morning, I want to thank you so much. Oh, here we go. Okay, we heard from Donna Hilms Hearn of Topeka. Thank you so much, Donna. Donna says she appreciates the music and knew she could trust. Thank you for calling 888-577-5268. Our own Vicki Rush is taking calls. And you can also do it on the web, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to the Independence, Missouri anonymous listener. Thank you very much. And thanks to Kathy Savage and Bob Suddeth of Lawrence. Thank you so much. And also to, we heard from the Enns family. And thanks to you. We'd love to hear from you next. 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org. Any amount is welcome. It will be increased by the challenge grant going on. And as a matter of fact, Tom, refresh my memory on the challenge, the coats.
Yes, I'll tell you all about it. It's $1,500. We've chipped away a little bit at that, but there's still a pretty good portion of that left, enough to cover your pledge of support, no doubt, when you call in at 888-577-5268. Here's how it works. When you call in and make, for example, a $200 pledge, and you call in and make your pledge of support, right at that time, Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka will match that, and they'll turn that into a $400 pledge. It's really a tremendous opportunity for you to take advantage of that and get involved in Kansas Public Radio. It's an investment in the future for yourself, for your kids, for your grandkids, whatever. It's here for you now, and we want it to be there for everyone 70 years from now. It can only happen with your support.
Thank you, Tom.
Do it right now.
Thank you for staying late. I know you usually finish at 9 a.m. And Dr. Christy Miller, my old piano student, the executive director of Americana Music Academy on Massachusetts Street across from Central. Thank you for coming in, Christy.
Of course. Glad to be here.
Here's some music by Handel as the music continues on KPR. Rejoicing from the Music for the Royal Fireworks by George Frederick Handel here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music comes from you and from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org. And Kansas Public Radio would like to thank you for becoming a listener member. And also, we want to thank Taco Zone. Taco Zone is providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during this spring membership drive. Taco Zone is located at 13 East 8th Street in downtown Lawrence. I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for listening to KPR, and thanks so much for supporting it. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, K
K-A-N-H, K-A-N-H, HD1 Emporia, K-A-N-V, and K-A-N-V, HD1, and K-A-N-Q Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh.